in no state, not New York or Mississippi or North Carolina or Ohio or any of these states, has marijuana usage gone up when they move from criminal to civil. In no state has any other drug usage gone up, not heroin, not cocaine, crack, nothing. And in no state has there been an increase in drug driving. None of the things that are being, and when pressed, you know, to say where their citations were, the police chiefs were forced to say Colorado. Colorado's a recreational legalized state. That has nothing to do with the proposal that's before the General Assembly right now. This is simply turning it from a criminal offense to a civil offense. And so, you know, for those, and in addition, the bill, you know, forces juveniles to go to court and stand before a judge and could be ordered into drug treatment for a third offense. Adults would have to go for drug treatment. We're treating this as a health problem and a treatment problem and not a criminal problem, because the reality is that in no state has it been shown that criminalizing it has had any impact on usage. None whatsoever.
Thank you.
Sure.
Just
can I answer your question?
Oh, yeah.
Because, to be clear,
usage of marijuana does not go up by criminalizing. And so when people say, well, you're using it, does it send the wrong message or something like that, it makes no sense. Because in the 17 or so states that have this, usage has not gone up. It has literally zero impact on drug usage, drug driving usage among other drugs or any of the like. So all we're doing here, I would argue that this bill, decriminalizing, is better for public safety and will cause marijuana usage to go down, because we're actually going to be reallocating resources to where it's effective, which is treatment and education about the dangerous effects of drugs. That's what's effective in keeping people from using marijuana and other drugs, not some colossal waste of resource, which is our criminalization of marijuana right now. So,
Both amendments from Senator Schenck passed, right? I'm coming to the debate late today.
So. Yeah, we accepted both amendments. I think Senator Schenck's amendments make the bill significantly stronger than what it was. The two amendments, first of all, and these are things that are in other states as well. The first one is for a third offense for use of de minimis amount of marijuana, possession of de minimis marijuana. It would be a must appear. Still civil. We're not trying to, still not putting criminal records on folks, but you would have to go to court and a judge could order drug treatment if they thought it was appropriate. And the Second Amendment allocates the civil fine for drug treatment programs within the Department of Health and Mental Hygiene.
Is there any fiscal note as to how much you think this might generate for those programs?
I could give you the numbers, and you can extrapolate, you know, from there what it would be. But it's actually found money, because, I mean, I can tell you just anecdotally, but also from the data, the fines are very rarely given out in drug possession charges. So this is new money that will be coming into the system. Court costs and so forth will continue to go where they go. But in terms of the $100 civil fine, it will be not an unsubstantial amount of money. And putting that to drug treatment, the hope is we don't have those monies coming in, because you want people not to be doing drugs.
And Bobby, for people.